Throughout this crisis, many news organizations have called upon Haitian Americans to offer their perspective on the crisis in Haiti. Now, a new public opinion poll captures just how much the Haitian diaspora has been affected by the earthquake and just how far Haitians in America say they are willing to go to help their homeland rebuild. The poll was sponsored by New America Media. That's a consortium of ethnic media organizations. It was conducted by the polling firm of Bendixson and Amandi. With us now to tell us more is Fernand Armandi. He's executive vice president of Bendixson and Amandi. And he's with us now. Welcome. I should say welcome back.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Fernand, I should mention your poll specializes in multicultural and multilingual polls. And to that end, you conducted the survey of Haitians in the U.S. You conducted some 400 interviews for the poll. The interviews were conducted in both English or Haitian Creole, depending on the preference of the interviewee. So that being said, you found that three-fifths of those polled said that they had lost some loved ones. That is a very high number. Are you surprised by that?
It's quite a staggering figure. It just shows you the impact and the depth of how this tragedy has factored into what the Haitian diaspora is thinking. It's important to note that New American Media thought it was very critical to make sure the diaspora had a voice in this conversation. So this is the first scientific study that has been done of the diaspora here in the United States. And that number that you alluded to, where 59% mentioned directly losing a loved one, shows you how much it has been felt here on our shores in the United States.
Can you pin down, though, who is a loved one? Are you specifically speaking of relatives? Are you specifically speaking of very close friends? Who is a loved one?
Very much so relatives, direct family members, whether it be extended family or direct families, is considered a loved one based on the way we ask the questions in the poll.
In this poll, you ask Haitians in the U.S. about their confidence in the Haitian government and its handling of the aftermath. A majority felt that officials from the U.S. and the international community should govern Haiti at the very least until it recovers from this catastrophe. That's a quote from the poll. This seems remarkable to me, given that there's been a sensitivity in the past about the presence of foreign troops in Haiti, despite the fact that there have been repeated interventions, you know, over the decades. How does that figure strike you?
It was rather stark, and especially if you have any familiarity with the Haitian diaspora, the Haitian culture, they tend to be a very proud, nationalistic, independent community. And the fact that this percentage, this significant majority, are saying that the country is in essence a failed state right now, and the government has disappeared, and it is time for the international community to come in and take control of the situation, shows you how stark the situation is over there, and just the perspective that they're seeing based on what they're hearing on reports back home from family members and friends directly, and of course the images being seen nightly on the newscasts.
In fact, on this question of whether Haiti is a failed state, there was a difference of opinion on that. You said 46% agree that Haiti will never be able to govern itself. 41% disagree that Haiti is a failed state. How do you interpret that figure? Those figures.
Well, again, I mean, it shows you that the diaspora is split, but the fact that you have that level, in this case, of plurality saying that it is a failed state, and a majority, 54% of the diaspora, saying that it is time for the international community to come in and really oversee the what's going on in the country in the short term until it recovers from this catastrophe, really underscores just how critical the situation is over there, where the diaspora is in essence saying that the Haitian government does no longer have the ability to do what is its number one mandate, which is to protect the country and its people.
You asked a number of questions about what the Haitians in America want the international community to do, including allow more Haitians to emigrate, for example. But you also asked them what they are willing to do. And you said that two-thirds feel that the situation in their country is so dire that they are willing to move back to Haiti for a period of time to help with the reconstruction. That number struck me, given that a number of people's journey to this country was rather hard won. So were you struck by their willingness to go back? Or is that, I don't know if you have any experience with this number, is that kind of a normal sentiment in a time of crisis, that that's kind of the first thing that people think about?
Well, I mean, it's a mixed bag. I think it's more than anything, it's a testament to the Haitian diaspora, how optimistic they remain in spite of this devastating tragedy, which has impacted the island in a way that really has no precedent before. I doubt that if there were a major catastrophe in Italy, Germany, you would see this many number of Italian Americans or German Americans willing to go back and leave the comfort of the United States to move to the country and help in the rebuilding effort. So that's where I think you see a little bit of a difference. But the fact that many – are suggesting they would leave the United States, and not only leave, but be willing to take in and foster or adopt one of the Haitian orphans as well. 62% of those interviewed suggested they would be willing to take on that responsibility. I think shows and speaks to the resilience of the Haitian community and underscores the fact that while they may have given up on their government, they have not yet given up on Haiti.
And finally, you say that 78% of Haitian adults say that they've sent a financial contribution. That's, again, quite a high number and very high marks for President Obama and his handling or his administration's handling of the earthquake there.
Yeah, I think the number for the president speaks for itself. 96% of the Haitian diaspora here in the United States approve of the job that President Obama and the U.S. government has done. But that being said, they still feel that it may not be enough in terms of the financial contribution. Significant percentages said that the $100 million that was pledged by the United States is not going to be enough, which would be somewhat expected. But also high marks given to the international community as well, where 88% approve of the role that the United Nations has done in the reaction to the earthquake. When you measure that against the balance of how they view the role of President Preval and their government, pretty significant differences.
There's some really interesting findings. Thank you. Fernand Amandi is Executive Vice President of Bendixson and Amandi. That's a public opinion research firm that specializes in multicultural and multilingual polls. They conducted this poll of Haitians in America for New American Media, and it was these findings were achieved earlier this month. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle, for having us on.